In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. As you all know, last week I was in Mexico for the consecration of the Church of Christ the King, and I thank you for your prayers and your assistance. It was a beautiful ceremony, really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and for those who would like, there is online, Bishop Madrigal has published some pictures under the title RexSumEgo.com. So that's Christ the King, I am the King, Rex, R-E-X, Sum, S-U-M, Ego, E-G-O.com. You will find pictures there. There's also videos on the YouTube channel, and forgive me because I can't memorize the link for YouTube channels. If you would like those links to watch some of the videos that are recorded, you can contact Brother Pascal, has copies of them. Sister Catherine has copies of them. Paul Brueggemann has copies of them. And I believe Bridget does as well. So if you would like to see those videos, they are available on YouTube. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's gospel, we see our Lord has performed two miracles. But what I would like to focus our attention upon is the faith of the people that received these miracles. Now, I won't refer to the faith of the young girl who is dead, but to her father, this ruler of the people whose daughter has just died. I think many parents can imagine his grief, the sorrow that has filled his heart, and he has gone to Christ. Lord, come, lay your hand on my daughter and bring her back to life. Restore her to me. I cannot stand to live this life without my daughter, this one whom I have loved. And for those who have lost a loved one, it is truly as if part of your own soul has died. For those who have lost a child, it is the most painful agony imaginable. And so we can appreciate the faith of this father, his pleading with Christ. Lord, come. This ruler of the people humbled himself to come to Christ, who was considered an outcast, who was of undistinguished birth. He was born in a stable. And yet this ruler of the people comes to him humbly begging him. A ruler who is accustomed to giving orders, having what he wants, bows his head in sorrow, in humility, and he comes to Christ. Lord, come. Raise my daughter back to life. And so Christ agrees to come. But before he gets to this ruler's house, he is approached by a woman, an elderly woman who has been troubled with a health issue for 12 years. She has gone to all the doctors. Her health issue causes her such shame that she dare not mention it. She was considered unclean by the people, forced to keep a distance from people. For 12 years, she sought help. But her faith is such that she says, if I can simply touch the tassel of his cloak, I know I will be healed. Imagine the faith of this woman. She has been to the doctors and they have been able to do nothing. She has tried everything she can think of. But now she sees Christ, this miracle worker, and for shame, she cannot approach him directly and ask for this cure. So she schemes away. If I can just simply touch the tassel of his cloak, I know that grace is so powerful in him that it will heal me. And at the moment she touches the tassel, she is healed. But she cannot steal this from God. She can't steal it from Christ. Christ knows exactly what is in her heart, what is in her mind, knows exactly what she has done. And so he stops. On the road to go cure this girl, to raise the ruler's daughter back to life, he stops. I can imagine the ruler's frustration. What are you waiting for? Hurry up. My daughter is dead. She needs your help. But our Lord stops. The apostles stop. Our Lord turns to this elderly woman, tells her to take courage, that her faith has healed her. And then he continues on to the ruler's house. And I see in this pause, this momentary pause, well, I see it, the fathers of the church, the spiritual writers, refer to these two women, the young girl, 12 years old, the old woman who has suffered with a malady for 12 years, the ruler's daughter, the young girl, 12-year-old maiden, represents the chosen people, the Israelites. The old woman, who has suffered for 12 years, represents the Gentile nations, the rest of us who are not Israelites by birth. She represents us. Christ came first and foremost to the Israelites. He was heading first and foremost to the ruler's daughter to heal her, to the chosen people. But the Gentiles rushed in and grabbed a hold of the grace of God before the Israelites could. Our Lord came first to the house of Israel. But the house of Israel had to wait just a moment while Christ gathered in those of the other nations, those that were also called. He came first to heal the sick, the crippled, and then those that were healthy. But I look to the faith of these individuals. I can imagine their anxiety, the anxious sentiments that fill their heart and soul. If I could only touch him. And I think very often in our difficulties, in our prayers, if I could only have been alive in the time of Christ, if I could only have seen him with my eyes, if I could only have heard him directly with my own ears, if I could only touch him, that would be enough. And that is a good kind of faith that we should try to foster within us. But that faith, we must also regulate. Yes, we do not have Christ in the flesh, that we can see his body and hear him speak or touch his body, but we have something that I think is even better. For Christ has given himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. True God, true man, not the dead body of Christ, but in Holy Communion, the living God. He comes to us. And he says, take me into your body. Let me enter into your body, into your soul. Let me go where you go. I want to come with you back to your home. I want to come into your life to heal that which is ill, that which is difficult. I want to straighten it all out for you. I want to help you. Allow me to come into your heart. I will go with you. I will go to your home. And many of us will probably hang our head in shame, but I am such a terrible sinner. Like the elderly Gentile woman, my sins I cannot even present to you and beg for forgiveness. because they are so shameful. But if I could only touch your tassel. And our Lord says, come. Come into the church. Come into my house. You may touch. Not only may you touch the tassel, but I will forgive you your sins and the sacrament of penance, and I will give you my own flesh and blood, not to touch with your hands, but to receive into your body, to transform your body, your soul. Our Lord invites us to this, and we spend a lot of time preparing little children to understand this in their first Holy Communion. But I think from time to time we must remind ourselves of where we are, of the power that is before us. And I've mentioned to you many times that when my travels, many people ask, have you been here? Have you been there? Have you been to the Holy Land? Have you been to Rome? Have you been to Assisi? Have you been here to Jerusalem? Where? And I am polite and thank them very much for their recommendations. But in my heart, in my mind, I think, what is in all of these places that I do not already have? In this humble little chapel, we have our Lord in the tabernacle. I not only get to touch with my hands, the tassel of our Lord's cloak, but his very body and blood. And every day, at every Mass, I hold our Lord in my hands. And I ask you, what else is there? This is truly the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. And if we could see this with the eyes of our soul and truly appreciate what we have in the presence of our Lord in the tabernacle, what our Holy Mother, the Church, has preserved for us, there is really nothing else to see. There's nothing else to do. For we have tasted heaven. And I think it is very much like Simeon. When the Holy Family brought our Lord to the temple, those 40 days after his birth for the Feast of the Purification, you recall the old priest Simeon taking our Lord in his hands? And he said in prayer to God, now you can dismiss your servant, O Lord, for I have seen my salvation. I have held the Lord in my hand. I have held God in my arms. There is nothing left in this world for me. It has been my prayer to receive the Savior. I have received him. I am ready to die now, Lord. And I think those need to be our sentiments. When we come to the Catholic Church, when we come to the faith, we are receiving God. And this is everything. While we are at Mass, nothing else is really important. Only that we can be near Christ, that we can receive him into our bodies, that we can be in his very presence is enough. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.